So what kind of world do you dream of? What kind of changed world do you desire? So you can see Martin Luther Jr. So we all know his famous speech, I have a dream. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. What kind of world do you dream of? The dream Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed hasn't come yet. But I wonder, what kind of world do you dream of? Even though it looks impossible. So Michael, what kind of dream, what kind of world do you dream of?
A world where there's no war and fighting.
No war and fighting children, okay.
Because of war.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Jane? Not my Jane, your Jane. Or Jane, so what kind of world do you dream of? Thank you. Thank you. So, Ivan, I'd like to listen to you. So, what kind of world do you dream of?
A world where everybody will have an equal opportunity.
Okay, like some justice? Fair world?
Yeah.
Alright. Thanks, Ivan. So, I thought you may answer like, so there's lots of mountain I have to climb up in forever, anyway. Each of us has a dream world. Is it possible for the world you dream of to come true? I think if we are honest, most of our dreams have one thing in common. It is peace. It is peace. We dream of a world at peace. A world where we can live without fear, without conflict, without suffering, without war, without injustice. But can such peace really exist? Today, we meet the prophet Isaiah, who lived in one of the darkest times in Jewish history. His people had been torn from their homes and forced to live in Babylon. They had lost everything, their country, their freedom, their peace. In Babylon, they lived under constant surveillance, unable to freely worship God. Every day must have been filled with longing for peace, for the day they could return home. In the middle of this chaos and exile, Isaiah shares an extraordinary vision of peace. He speaks of a descendant of King David, a Messiah who will bring a peace that seems absolutely impossible. Listen carefully to Isaiah's description of this peace. A wolf will live with a lamb. A leopard will lie down with a goat. A lion will eat straw like an ox. A baby will play safely near a cobra's nest. A child will put their hand into a viper's den without any harm. This is not just the absence of war. This is complete, total, impossible peace. Natural enemies living together, predators becoming gentle. We would say that's impossible, That's impossible. That kind of peace can never exist. But Isaiah says, this day will come. The Messiah will bring this peace. So fast forward to the time of Jesus. Has this peaceful kingdom arrived? No. The Jews are now under Roman occupation. There is no peace, only oppression and fear. Roman soldiers control the streets. Heavy taxes crush the poor. Violence is always just beneath the surface. But even worse than the Romans are their own religious leaders, the Pharisees and Sadducees, who should be bringing God's peace to hurting people, are instead creating more burden and anxiety. They use God's law as a weapon, making people feel they can never measure up, never find peace with God. There is no peace, not political peace, not social peace, not spiritual peace. This is why John the Baptist appears in the wilderness with his urgent message. Repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is near. Prepare the way for the Lord. At first, John's message doesn't sound very peaceful, does it? He calls the religious leaders snakes. He warns of coming judgment. He speaks of fire and an axe ready to cut down trees. But look deeper. What is John really doing? He's calling people to make peace with God. He's telling them, peace is coming, but you need to get ready for it. You can't have peace while holding on to your sin, your pride, your false righteousness. True peace requires repentance. John's baptism was about washing away the old life and starting fresh. It was about making peace with God so you could receive the peace of God. So what should we do as we wait for this complete peace to arrive? Matthew 3:3 gives us the answer. Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for Him. Just like John the Baptist, we are called to be peace preparers or peacemakers. We don't just sit around dreaming of peace while doing nothing. We actively work to prepare the way for the Prince of Peace. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. As you know, most Sunday I told you in the greeting, we are all children of God in the moment we worship together. We are children of God. That means we are blessed to be peacemakers. If we are waiting for the Prince of Peace, we should be making peace while we wait. This means making peace in our own heart first, confessing our sins, repenting, being reconciled to God. You cannot share peace if you don't have peace. Then it means making peace in our relationship, in our community, forgiving those who hurt us, seeking reconciliation, choosing kindness over revenge. It means making peace in our communities, standing against injustice, helping the poor, comforting the suffering, being voices of calm in the chaos. Look at the world around us today. Where is the peace? Wars rage across the globe. Violence fills our news. Political divisions tear families and communities apart. Economic anxiety keeps people awake at night. Natural disasters create fear and uncertainty. Just like in Isaiah's time, just like in John's time, peace seems impossible. But this is exactly when we need to hold on to Isaiah's vision. This is when we need to remember the Prince of Peace has already come, and he's coming again. The peace Isaiah described, that impossible, beautiful, complete peace, is not just a fantasy. It's a promise. It's a promise. And our Messiah keeps his promises. During this Advent season, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace, let me ask you again, what kind of world do you dream of? While we wait for his return and the complete peace he will bring, we have work to do. We prepare the way. We repent. We make peace with God. We become peacemakers in our world. The wolf doesn't live with the lamb yet. Lions still hunt. There are still places too dangerous for children to play. But one day, one promised day, the Prince of Peace will make all things new. Until then, let's do our part. Let's be people of peace, preparing the way for the peace that is coming. The peace you dream of is not impossible. It's on its way. The question is, are you ready? Are you preparing the way for the Prince of Peace? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, we long for the world you promised, where fear becomes safety and enemies become friends, while we wait for your return. Help us prepare the way. Fill our hearts with your peace. Make us peacemakers in our homes, our communities, and our world. Forgive our sins and reconcile us to you. Come quickly, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.